You ready for Basecamp Fitness's best deal yet? 7 days for $7. That's right, 7 days for $7. It's time to double down on your fitness goals and snag this offer before it's gone. Call or text Basecamp Fitness at 913-232-9770 or go to basecampfitness.com to learn more.
Crunch time!
Crunch time!
You're listening to Crunch Time on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Crunch time!
Crunch time!
All right, Kansas City, welcome to Crunch Time. It is Wednesday night. Frank Ball and I are at our favorite places, American Shaman, CBD American Shaman. They're all over the city. Today, though, Frank, we are at 151st, right behind the Quick Trip, right off the 69. And if you're stuck in traffic on 69 like I was for a half hour, pull the damn off. Pull in here. Come and hang out with us. We've got some great deals. We're handing out some of our 250 topical cream, which is unbelievable for circulation problems or soreness in your joints or really anything that ails you.
Right.
Awesome stuff. Come on in. We'll give you a free sample. You can take it home, try it. I promise you'll fall in love with it. I promise you'll be back for the big kahuna. You'll get the big one because you're going to want to put it everywhere because the stuff really, really works. But, Frank, as always, we got some great giveaways. You're going to go through those giveaways.
Right.
Why don't you give us a little bit of what's going on at American Shaman?
All right, let's tell them where we are one more time. CBD American Shaman, 7703 151st Street and 69 Highway in Overland Park, 66223 if you're punching it in the GPS, 913-283-7377. We'll be here for the next hour. Like Timmy said, we have some great giveaways, and you can sign up as you can every week when you visit Tim and I, for a big drawing. Tickets for Less and Zarda Barbecue have put together an incredible giveaway package. The contest is going to end on August 21st. One lucky winner gets a $500 gift card to Tickets for Less. Go to ticketsforless.com to get the best Chiefs seats at the best prices. And a tailgate package for 10 from Zarda Barbecue. You're going to enjoy Zarda Barbecue's award-winning burnt ends at both of their locations in Lenexa and Blue Springs. So come on in, sign up for that. Get some free samples. I use the cream on my hands when I play golf because I've got arthritic. No, it doesn't help me play, but it helps my pain.
Okay.
Yours doesn't help much either. So
it doesn't help. Okay, I'm getting worse.
So
the more I play, the worse I get.
I know. It's awful. We won't talk about that. Let's talk about Chiefs football. Okay?
All right. Well, let's talk about, we also have Brad Leggett coming up.
Yes, we do have Brad here. Brad's going to be here, former USC player, played also with the Saints and Lions in the NFL, had to retire early because of back injuries. We'll talk to him about that. And he has set up an incredible network, Pro Players Elite Network, 11,000 members on this network. Virtually every one of them is a former NFL player that wants to talk about the CBD, American Shaman, about their lives, about what's happening to them after football. And it's an incredible story, and Brad's going to tell us all about it.
Yeah, so we'll talk to Brad, later. And then also have Dr. Lopez coming on his report. He was in Washington, D.C., meeting with the powers that be there, and we'll let him give you a report. And then there's some things we're going to ask you guys to do to help us out a little bit here. If you like CBD or if you want to get more information about CBD,
let the FDA know what you think about it and how you believe it's helped you. So
absolutely.
Yeah, we'll get all that information to them.
Big Pharma is trying to put the squeeze on CBD.
Really? Boy, that's unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
So, Big Pharma. So we got to fight back the little guys here. But talk about little guys. Well, he's not a little guy, but let's talk a little bit about Chris Jones real quick. as he has not shown up yet for any of the OTAs, and as Brad looks up to me and says, practice, we don't need no stinking practice. But, you know, the one telltale will be whether or not he comes to the mandatory minicamp, which will start on Monday. I think that the shot across the bow from Chris Jones to the Kansas City Chiefs will be shot across Monday if he's not here. I think it's a huge mistake for him not to be here for OTAs. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Hey, listen, I understand that he's trying to get a new contract, and he probably deserves a new contract. Listen, I understand that he doesn't want to get out here and get hurt, and then all of a sudden he loses some value. And I understand that, you know what, this is his only leveraging power, even though he signed a contract and has a contract that he has to play out. But I understand all that. But the one thing that you have to understand, especially when you bring in a new defensive coordinator and a whole new defensive staff, I heard Mitch talking about it when we were driving in, this bus, the defensive bus is going, the train is going, And if he's not on it, he's going to miss out on a lot, Frank. It's really important right now to get that verbiage down. It's really important right now to understand the technique and fundamentals of playing a 3 technique and a 4-3 defense, especially when you've been playing in an odd front for the last 3 years in the NFL. It's a whole different world. The odd front, the even front, we can go through that for hours talking about the 4-3 and the 3-4 and the different little intricate things that happen with those defenses. But if you're not on the same page with those linebackers, if you're not on the same page with that guy next to you at the defensive end position or at nose tackle, a lot of the stuff that Spags likes to do with some of the stunts and the twist and the stemming and stuff that they do, and also with the blitz packages, if he goes to the wrong gap or doesn't know what he's doing early in the season, could cost you a game, and that would be a shame. So I'm concerned right now. I will be very concerned if he doesn't go to minicamp. But if he doesn't go to minicamp, then why the heck would he even go to training camp? So if he's not going to go to minicamp unless that contract is redone, and I'm not sure if they're going to do it, because you know as well as I do, Frank, this is July is when the NFL shuts down. They shut down. So, you know, you have a couple of weeks here, and you do some OTAs, you have a couple of minicamp practices, and then the guys will come in, but they can't be with the coaches, and then the July shuts down, and you're not going to be able to do anything until training camp starts. And I think he's going to miss out on some stuff.
Well, here's the deal for me. The whole thing they may have been waiting for after June 1st, of course. Eric Berry has not signed with anybody. His contract was null and void at that point. They picked up almost $8 million in money that they get back from the Eric Berry contract. So they have $8 million to try to work out something with Chris Jones. I believe, and I heard Mitch talk about this a little bit as well, I think he's going to be in for the mandatory minicamp. I mean, sometimes it makes no sense to me. Okay, you decide, okay, I'm going to sit out. You get the because I want a new contract, I want to make more money. Mandatory minicamp, when you start sitting out, you start to get fined. So all of a sudden you try to make more money by losing some money. I don't get it sometimes. I don't think his teammates are upset with him, because I think they know, as far as this is concerned, this is business. If they were in Chris Jones' shoes, they'd probably do the same thing. So they think, well, when my time comes, I'm probably going to do the same thing, so I'm not going to talk too much about it.
But their time isn't here yet. He's still under contract.
I understand that. I understand. But he is one of their premier players, yeah, and that's a big deal. They are going to the 4-3, and just to give an indication of what he is missing as they move from the 3-4 to the 4-3, Justin Houston today was interviewed. He now plays for the Indianapolis Colts, who play in a 4-3. Right. Houston said, I didn't want to leave the Chiefs, especially when I found out Steve Spagnuolo was going to be the defense coordinator, because I knew they're going to switch from a 3-4 to a 4-3. That eliminates the fact that I have to worry about the pass coverage at all. All I have to do is one thing. I got to rush the quarterback. That's all I've got to do. That's all that's on my mind is get to the quarterback. I don't have to think about dropping back in pass coverage. He said, I'd love to play that defense. Now, the Colts also play the 4-3, so he's going to be right in his wheelhouse as far as that's concerned. But that's the difference. There's just one little difference from one player who played in a 3-4 last year that now is going to end up playing in a 4-3 this year. And there's a big difference for Chris Jones as well. Playing, even though he's playing on the front line, you're thinking, well, he doesn't have to worry about much. He just has to try to, you know, break the gap or break the guys between them, just go to the quarterback or try to stop the run. But it's way different than that, especially the way Spagnuolo does it, because he loops the defensive linemen. He gets the linebackers going different ways to try to disguise the defenses.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny you brought up Justin Houston, because I was just with Quentin Nelson this weekend in your hometown of Pittsburgh.
There you go.
For the Joe Moore offensive line camp, and Quentin Nelson was there. Also, the Martin boys were there, both the one from Dallas and one from, I get them confused, they're just big boys. All right,
the boys,
just big dudes,
yeah,
big boys.
Right.
Quentin was there, and just the subject of, you know, how's OTAs going, and he said, I'll tell you what, that Justin Houston kid we got from Kansas City, boy, he really plays hard. He's a good leader. He's really vocal. Almost the same kind of thing that you're hearing now from our guy Clark here in Kansas City.
So yeah, sometimes, Frank Clark.
Yeah, when guys, you know, you change organizations and maybe change systems a little bit. Or you just get kind of a new outlook. And sometimes I think you get worn down from a locker room or from a coaching staff, and you get a little shot of CBD oil, and the next thing you know, you're feeling good again. So hopefully, you know, Justin Houston can have a great year, other than when he plays against the Kansas City Chiefs. I think we're all Justin Houston fans. But, yeah, but you're exactly right, Frank. I think that it's really important for Chris Jones to be here for for the mandatory minicamp. But, you know, and we could talk to Brad about this here in a little bit. In this day and age, it seems that players now are working for agents,
mm-hmm.
when it really should be the agent works for the player. You know, I could just hear it. He's like, Chris, you can't go. You can't go. What if I just let me go stand around and watch? You can't go. We have to hold this leverage. You can't go. We have to do this and that. And it's just a bad idea. Because my adage is that, listen, I never liked when guys didn't go to OTAs or didn't go to mini camps. And I understood it's business. I understand that. But why is their time that much more important than my time? If I'm going to be out on the field and I'm going to be doing my thing, why do they think that their time is more important than my time? So in the summer is when you build the team. This is when you build the camaraderie. You know, guys will go in. They'll go in at 7 o'clock in the morning. They'll work out. They'll go out on the field in OTAs. You know, maybe go watch some film. They go play golf. You know, maybe go fishing. You know, maybe go play video games, these guys do nowadays. But this is where the team is built. And when the leaders aren't there, and Chris right. Jones is supposedly a leader of this team, you know, I just think it's a bad thing.
I will be the devil's advocate here, okay? On the other side of that, if he did step on somebody else's ankle and twisted his knee, you know, he's out there, you know, they're playing a little glad hand out, and they're just screwing around, and something happens to him, yeah. or even if they're going through the drills and being as serious as they can be about it, and all of a sudden he hurts himself, you know as well as I do, the NFL is a not-for-long league. I mean, it's a game of attrition. You know, we'll talk to Brad about that as well. Brad Leggett's here, former USC player and former NFL player, hurt his back. You know, his career was probably believed I'm going to be playing league 10, 11, 12 years, just like yourself, you know. Instead, 3 years in, you get, you know, you hurt yourself, and yeah. all of a sudden your career's over. Now, you know, that money you've made isn't going to last you the rest of your life, no matter what that contract looks like for that short period of time. Yeah. So you have to go out and do other things you know, be able to support yourself and your family and all that sort of thing. So I'm just being on the other side of that football because, you know, his deal is going to be a big mega deal. They do have money right now. They don't have to negotiate with Tyreek Hill for a long-term contract. We don't even know if he's going to be on a football team. But,
well, interesting you brought that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but the deal is that's what Chris, there's extra money there for Chris Jones as well that's not going to Tyreek Hill.
Right. And, you know, the whole Tyreek Hill situation, it's been real quiet.
Yep.
And I think that lends towards he's going to be a Kansas City Chief. You watch.
Yeah, it could very well be.
He's going to get suspended.
Right. When it first happened, I said 99% to 1%, he's no longer a Chief. Now I'm like 60-40 he will be.
Yeah, about
just
the
longer it stretches 40,
60
out.
That, yeah, I think he's going to be here. I really do.
And, oh, he will be suspended. I don't think there's any less than 8 games, and I do not think that he will go and he'll try to challenge that either. I think he'll just take his – whatever the suspension is, I think he'll take it, and then they'll go from there. But it's going to be really interesting to see if the Chiefs do bring him back to the team.
Well, as you know, June 1st is coming around, and some free agents are out there, and you got OTAs and the mandatory minicamp. And at this time of the year, you kind of sit back and reflect and see, okay, what do we have? I mean, what do we have right now walking out there, doing the OTAs on the practice field? And a very interesting article that came out from KC Kingdom, kind of that fan side, KC mm-hmm. Kingdom. I think it's Colin Jenkel.
Is
that how you say his name?
I think so.
Did a nice job of kind of grading, and we can go through that a little bit just for a second. You know, let's just talk about the quarterback real quick. Patrick Mahomes and Chad Henne. If you're going to grade that unit, what do you grade it at?
A plus. Sure.
Yeah,
he's one of the top players in the league.
Yeah, I mean, here, listen, guy's coming
You don't really worry about the backups. I mean.
No.
Yeah.
A guy's coming off being the MVP, and all indications are right now that, you know, remember last year at this time, Frank, you and I were sitting there, we were talking about, you know, Patrick Mahomes, you know, everybody's out there saying that he can make all the throws. Everybody's out there saying that he's going to be a great leader. You know, there are people out there saying that he can't get through the play, that, you know, as far as the verbiage of the play, all those little things that, you know, but you don't know what you got, but everybody says it's going to be great. Well, guess what?
It was.
He was great.
Everybody's a little nervous about getting rid of Alex Smith. There's no doubt, because the guy, say what you want, maybe never getting over a hump, never getting past that game, never getting to where you want to go. That guy was money with a football. I mean, he never gave that football away.
So when you walk out there and you're MVP of the league, you know, you have that kind of backing now.
Yeah, you got swagger, too.
You have that swagger that you can go out there and you can coach some guys and you can give some guys a little bit of, you know, heck to make sure that they're doing the right things out there. And we'll talk a little bit about when we get to the wide receivers how that's already happened this week. But he's a guy right now that, you know what, if he's going to say something to you, you're going to listen. So, yeah, so I think we're
quarterback's
okay.
Probably A-plus, right?
Okay, so, yeah, let's go.
That doesn't look like anything that was on your GPA. I know that first.
No,
but
no.
Go ahead.
No. So we got Damian Williams, who has played, about 11 games last year?
Yeah, running back. They've already given him the job.
They've given him the job. He's going to be the guy. I thought he played very, very well after Kareem Hunt left. You have Stark Chandrick West, who, oh, no, he's gone. And so is Spencer Ware. He's gone. But you have Carlos Hyde. You have Darwin Thompson, who is a rookie out of Utah State.
Right.
And you got James Williams, who's a free agent out of Washington State. And then, of course, you have Anthony Sherman. They gave him a B+. I don't know if I buy in all that. I like Damian Williams. I think Damian Williams is a good back. I'm not sure how durable he's going to be if he has to be the man for 16 games. You know, he came in and played, about 10 or 11 games, really split some time with Spencer Ware and some other guys. I still think it's a B unit, maybe a C-plus unit. I don't think it's a B-plus unit.
Yeah.
But I think it's a concern. I think there, if one guy goes down, you have basically Carlos Hyde who he's okay.
Just
and then
okay.
You have a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, under Andy Reid, he's able to work with those guys and make guys like that into great players. But right now, looking at it on paper, you have a guy who showed last year that he has the ability to do it, but he hasn't particularly done it for a whole season.
Well, I think the big thing for them is the fact that when they first went into this and started going through OTAs, the big deal was they were going to do it by committee. It was going to be running back by committee.
Oh, great.
And then all of a sudden they came out and go, no,
that
no,
really
no.
That worked well for me in the 90s.
Yeah, right.
Here.
Yeah. So they have declared him as a starting running back, but I think they're still going to mix everybody else in. To me, it's just a C unit, C plus unit, especially when you had somebody like Kareem Hunt before. Now all of a sudden you go, these guys, that's way, way, way steps down from Kareem Hunt.
So. Now, Darwin Thompson is a guy that said that it has been said that he can catch the ball well out of the backfield, maybe be a third down back.
Sure.
He's a really small, quick, cuts well. Can read the zone blocking well, so we'll see what happens with him. Let's go to wide receiver now. This is an interesting group because with Tyreek Hill, I think you're bringing it up a grade.
I think with Tyreek Hill.
Without Tyreek Hill, you bring it down a grade.
Right. With Tyreek Hill, they're A+. So they're just like the quarterback as far as I'm concerned.
So just think about this.
With
So you have Tyreek Hill, okay? Mm-hmm. Now let's just take him out of the wash. You have DeMarcus Robinson from Michigan who's been there. Two or three years.
Yeah, he's been there. Yeah.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's a serviceable guy. Yeah.
You have the rookie Hardman out of Georgia.
McCole Hardman.
That Patrick Mahomes had to jump his ass because he's not finishing the backside of plays.
Right.
And when you're going, you have Patrick Mahomes at your quarterback. The third receiver is still in the play.
Yeah, you got to keep running.
You got to keep running your routes. You got to because he'll find you if you're open. I mean, and then when the play breaks down, you have to go to that second, staying friendly and finding ways to get open. And he's stopping. And guys are like, listen, and I guess Patrick Mahomes is grabbing him and say, listen, kid, you have to run that route right. I don't care if you're the number one receiver, number two, or number three, or number four. You got to run it because everything's intertwined.
Yeah,
all those patterns are connected. So he had to come up as an even, and you heard it. You heard it with Mitch. Mitch was like, let's see.
Yeah, we'll see. You have to wait a little bit. And the other deal, Sammy Watkins, you worry about him. You don't worry about him as a receiver. You worry about his health.
Yep.
The guy just can't stay healthy, and he's going to be a big part of this. But the big question mark there is Tyreek Hill. Will he play for the Chiefs or won't he play for the Chiefs? And how many games will he be suspended?
And then you got some guys. You got Dieter. You got Kemp and Pringle. One of those guys, or maybe two of those guys, have to fight another level.
Pringle's been flashing pretty well during the OTAs, but they don't have pads on, and he was playing pretty well at the end of last year's preseason. Then he gets hurt. Now he's coming, he's flashing again and playing pretty well. They like the kid. They really like the kid. They really like Hardman, too. But I'm going to tell you something. You had an all-pro wide receiver who scared the daylights out of every defense in the National Football League, and now you'll know whether you have him or not. So definitely downgrades that position.
Now, do you go to Middle Kansas and find the farm boy and bring him in, Jordy Nelson?
I don't know.
He said the
he's
only
campaigning.
Team
he's campaigning.
That he would play for would
You're
be
right.
the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Here's a guy that's
I
leader.
Love the kid. I love
too.
The
you
kid.
You sign up to a one-year deal. You don't give him a bunch of money.
Sure.
And, he's going to be here. I think he's a great influence in that room.
Yeah.
He's been around, and he's been around some characters now.
And some attitudes. And he's been around some great quarterbacks, too.
Right.
So,
I mean, I think it'd be a great deal to bring him in, 1-year contract, you know, give him a little bit more.
Let him compete. Let him compete and see.
He wants to retire playing in Kansas.
That'd be great.
And basically,
Missouri. Well, they're playing in Missouri.
Oh, whatever.
Let's watch the state line, okay, pal?
Okay, so give it with Tyreek Hill.
With Tyreek Hill, they're A+.
All right, I'll give him an A. Without?
At least a grade, probably down to all the way down to B, maybe C+.
Yeah,
Because I worry about Watkins' health. That's the only reason.
Okay, so let's go to the tight end position.
Yeah, one guy.
One guy.
One guy.
And that's really all they have right now.
One guy.
And he's hurt.
One guy's walking around in a boot. Okay.
He's in a boot.
That'll scare you to death. Right now,
he's hanging around Rick Sutcliffe, which makes me nervous.
That's not good. That's not good.
It's not a good thing.
I will give them what you got in a lot of your classes at Notre Dame, an incomplete at the moment. Because you haven't turned it.
I was pass-fail.
Oh, that's how you got through. Oh, now I understand.
What did we talk about? My dad told Brad? Me D equals diploma. All right.
Okay. Good for dad.
Yeah.
But I will give him an incomplete there, depending on what happens with Travis.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you could talk about Blake Bell, who's, you know, everybody said is
the Belldozer.
He's done a nice job, and there's a couple other guys, but there's some warm bodies that are out there.
That's all they are. And without Travis Kelce, who is an all-pro tight end, and probably without the injuries, is probably the number one tight end in the league. So.
All right, so let's go to the interior offensive line. You have Davey. Okay, you have Willie. No, actually, Davey left, didn't he? Yeah, he left. So, yeah. I mean, this is a problem. I mean, nobody knows who the heck is there because Mitch Morris left. You have Austin Ryder.
Yeah.
You have Tartif,
who did a nice job.
And you have Cameron Irving. And you have Nick Alighetti out of Illinois.
He was he's the draft pick, yeah.
I think they're going to miss.
Gotta watch a rookie.
I think they're going to miss some of the leadership of Mitch Morris. Yeah. I do think that Tartif.
Center's not important.
No, it's not important. No, no. You got to find a guy who knows what the heck's going on and be at least able to communicate.
Sure, make
your
calls.
Need to get done. And
I, gotta make
and,
the calls.
And, you know, listen,
the most important position on the offensive line,
Austin,
center.
Austin Ryder, you know, I've heard good things about it, but a full year.
Sure.
Is he gonna be able to stay healthy? I give this group a C+ right now.
Okay, I'll agree with that too.
Okay, and then this last thing we'll talk about, and then we'll take a break here, and we'll get
Brad
Leggett out. Let's talk about the tackles. You got Mitch. Swartz, and you got Eric Fisher.
Yep.
I think they're both serviceable tackles.
Yeah. I think they've been fine.
I think Schwartz plays to his level of his competition.
Listen to me. The quarterback threw 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards, okay? I think the offensive line did okay.
I gave them a C+. They lost
C+. Plus.
I gave
them 5,000 yards and 50 TDs. You get a C+.
Plus? B+. All right. I'm tougher on the offensive line than those people are.
You'd have been an awful teacher.
I
definitely would not have signed up for your class.
I would have ripped you.
C+,
for sure.
Yeah, I know that.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Brad Leggett's going to come on from USC, and just it does an unbelievable with an NFL a network of players and it's just an umbrella of all kinds of businesses with ex-players. A wonderful, wonderful guy. He'll be coming on here, and then we'll get Dr. Lopez on. All right, we're going to take a break. You've been listening to what? Oh, go ahead, Frank.
No, I was going to say one thing before taking a break.
I know you always
just
want to take
us one
out.
Thing.
Go ahead.
No. I never want to take us out. But I do want to do this, and I was remiss not mentioning this at the beginning. We talked about Zarda Barbecue. We lost Mike Zarda.
Just
his past. Wonderful man.
Yeah.
Great charitable guy. Great family. The whole deal. We lost Mike, and we're so happy and proud to have Zarda Barbecue on as one of our sponsors. And
just out there about 6 months ago.
We were just there. You bet.
We're just there.
Yep, he was right there. So our condolences to the Zarda family. Mike was a wonderful man. I know, you know, we're all going to miss him. I know all the family from Zarda Barbecue.
Did you pick this spot for the table?
Yeah, this is great. Yeah,
right in the sun?
Yeah, you got it. You got it. All right, Pat.
All right, Brad, when you want to come in here, you're going to lose some weight here. It was the steam room.
That sitting Frank over there, yeah. Pal. Yeah, but just our condolences to the Zarda family, and we love you, and, you know, we're thinking about you with Mike. So.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with Brad Leggett.
The most powerful sports station in America has a home in Kansas City. This is Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right. You would have yelled at me if I'd have brought us back, so I forget.
Welcome back to Crunch Time. This is Tim Corona, Frank Bowl. We are at American Shaman, CBD American Shaman, off 151st Street.
And 69.
Right next to
Quick Trip.
The Quick Trip, yep. And we're in this beautiful little area here, and we're just glad to be here. We have Brad Leggett on. Brad and I played against each other at USC for 4 years, and then a couple years in the NFL. I think we were in the combine together. Yeah. I'm not sure. Were we roommates? Because I think either that
or we were in the same group. But we were in the same group. Absolutely.
We were in the same group in the combine.
A lot of history.
Yeah, there's a lot. What are you doing? Because now I can hear myself. You finally be quiet.
Keep talking, Tim, and I'll take care of that.
Yeah, thank you so much. So, Brad, Frank, bring us in. Tell us about what all Brad's doing. You have all the notes right now.
I got it. Yeah, Brad Leggett, former USC center. Also played for the Saints from 90 and 91, Lions 1992. Then he had to retire after getting some back injuries. We'll talk to him about that and how CBD is helping him in his everyday life. But a really important thing, and this just doesn't go to pain. I know Brad will talk about this at length, but he formed a Pro Players Business Network, Pro Players Business Network, 11,000 members. Virtually everyone, Brad, is a former NFL player.
Everybody's
right?
a former player, and it's like herding cats.
Yeah. Listen, I work with him every week. Okay, Brad, I know exactly what you're talking about, okay? But the whole deal is these guys don't just talk to you about, you know, pain and how to combat that, but you're talking about guys that sometimes just want to reach out and talk to anyone who has done what they have done and understand what it means after the cheering stops, after you become, you know, you're put on the shelf, people don't talk to you. I mean, you talk about depression, you know, you're talking about things of that nature, too, that these guys can touch base with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I started this business after two of my teammates from USC committed suicide, Junior Seau and Scott Ross, and it was all head trauma related. And after that happened, the NFL concussion litigation was starting, class action lawsuit. One of the law firms reached out to me to help get guys for the lawsuit, which at the time I thought was going to help a lot of guys. Unfortunately, it hasn't played out that way. But I built this email list of 10,000 former players and 3 years ago started a platform to leverage each other's contacts and do business. And quickly I learned in talking to Leonard Marshall, the former New York Giant, about something called CBD. And he talked about the anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts he was going through and how he felt CBD saved his life. And I thought that was such a powerful message that I started learning about it. And I've tried every product out there. I got to be hit over the head to notice something. And I was just telling Tim this morning that I tried the American Shaman lotion this morning on my ankle. And I tell you what, my ankle does not hurt. And that was this morning, and it is unbelievable.
It really is. And listen, I was as skeptical as everybody else. I really was. I mean, Frank, you and I, we kind of came into this together.
Yeah,
at the
absolutely.
Same time.
Yeah. It was the unknown, just like it was for you. I said, CBD, cannabidiol. I said, what? I said, can you take that? You know, I think the mystery is still there for a lot of people. Is this legal? Where is it legal? Where isn't it? Does this have THC in it? Doesn't have THC in it? You know, everything that you have to learn going through, but it was a mystery to all of us. Yeah.
But Brad, I thought was really cool. We talked about the CBD. We talked about how it could help guys get off of opiates. We could help guys, you know, with depression, guys that are suicidal. But you've done a lot more. You've even sank deeper. I mean, you've helped guys getting financials who are in bad financial straits, all kinds. Talk about some of the businesses and some of the different things you've done for ex-players other than just the pain stuff.
Look, there's a lot of programs out there to help former players, and guys just aren't aware of them. And so through my platform, I make sure guys are aware of these programs that I believe in, that I've personally tried. And I'm that person that has to try something, have success at it, and believe in it to recommend it to somebody else. And there's a lot of programs out there that guys aren't aware of that I make sure they're aware of it. And through the network, making guys aware of, hey, look, we're a network of very powerful people, might not be national figures, but regionally, the city we grew up in, et cetera. And leveraging those relationships to do business is a powerful platform. Originally, I started this whole thing around commercial real estate, and now CBD is such a hot topic in the retired player arena, and everyone I talk to is either, hey, what do you think? What's the best product? How can I get involved? And so I make it all day long. I've been saying, in Kansas City, I'm from Los Angeles. I come out here. I didn't know anything about America Shaman. I saw the facilities. I've been to a couple of the locations, and I keep saying it. And in Kansas City, you would expect Los Angeles. But in Kansas City, this is unbelievable how the city of Kansas City is so far ahead of Los Angeles when it comes to CBD and helping people, getting people off opiates, like Tim said. I'm just blown away.
I think the biggest thing for this is timing as well, because everybody right now is scared to death of opiates. I mean, there's just so much evidence now, you know, suicides, then that is the wrong way to approach pain management is with opiates. And doctors just prescribing those things like they're candy. And this is an alternative that, you know, that they get off the opiate thing, but they still need to control the pain. So they need something they can rely on to try to control the pain.
Well, it's funny you say that the doctors are almost going to the point now where there's some opiates that, you know, you're going to have for some people to manage pain because they didn't have anything else. Well, now doctors are cutting people off completely because they don't want to get in trouble. There's right? lawsuits, everything else. Mm-hmm. So people are looking for something, and they found this CBD product, and America Shaman has been here. So Brad, back in the days, you're talking about, you know, God, I love Junior Seau. I played against him many, many years. Played against him for 3 years at Notre Dame, and then throughout out the NFL. So that kind of spurred you into, hey, saying, how can I help guys, and what can I do? Just a sad deal. Can you just touch base just for a second about that whole situation and how, what you guys went through as teammates?
Hey, look, everyone you talk to that knows Junior loves Junior. He had such a passion for life. And going back to, you know, 87, 88, before he was a household name, he was the same guy. And everybody loved Junior, just a great guy. It's so hard for me to believe that in 1988, Tim, that the coaches didn't find a way to get Junior on the field. That they had to wait to 89 to get him on the field. I'm just like, how did they not get him on the field? And you know, we've touched on, you know, the depression, the anxiety, suicidal thoughts. Look, if anybody out there is having any thoughts of suicide or depression, reach out to your friend, a family member. It's such a hot topic. And look, you have a support system out there. Just reach out. Don't think you have to tackle the world by yourself.
Does the NFL do enough for their former players?
You know, there are programs in place, but, and Tim can touch on this as well, we always think they could do more. And there are things that they haven't out there, but, you know, look, we were warriors. We were proud people. The last thing we want to talk about is, hey, we're depressed. Or,
absolutely.
You know, we have anxiety. Oh, that's
you're embarrassed.
And mm-hmm. The concept out in society is that's a weakness. You're weak for having a depression or this or that. Hey, look, I go through my spells just like everybody else, and it's a matter of bouncing back, and thank goodness I have a strong support system.
Yeah. You got your lovely wife here, and I thank God for mine and my family. And you're exactly right. You talk about those spells, and all of a sudden something can happen and you go to a dark place. And it's just, you're there for a while and you can't understand how you got there. But as God is my witness, as I'm sitting here, Dr. Lopez, I'm looking at you, those are few and far between the way they used to be. Because every day I put my tincture in my apple juice as I take my other supplements, and bam, I'll tell you what, it's just been great for me. It really has. So Brad, this day and age, and you're right, the NFL, I think they're trying. The NFLPA and the NFL, the NFL alumni, all these different groups, there's a power struggle between all of them to you know, have the right answer and be all looking for the right answer. They just haven't put it together yet. You know, you have the Legends group and everything else.
And they want to be the one to be the front runner.
Yeah.
Instead of working together, who cares who gets credit?
Absolutely.
Just do the best thing.
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons why we started. And I know we're hopefully going to get you helping us out here with America Shaman also, that, you know, we're doing this because we want to help people. You know, it's not you make a couple bucks, whatever. But it's about helping the ex-players and making sure, you know, I was with Mike Webster for a year, And then Mike came back after a year and a half, 2 years to come back and coach. And if he would have had something like this and a support mm-hmm. group, and he would have had CBD, and he could have got off some of those opiates and some of the things he was taking, he'd still be here, and he'd be a great asset for the NFL.
Brad, tell everybody how they can contact you. I know it's Pro Players Business Network.
Yeah, website is Pro Players Business Network.
That's it. Okay.
And on there, I've got some I've done about 400 podcasts with Hall of Famers, Bennett Omalu, the guy that did the concussion movie after. I mean, you name it. I got to get Tim on there. Yeah. You know, even though it pains me to have a Notre Dame guy on there, especially during that time, it very painful. And we'll skip over that part because I don't remember those games back then.
Well, I'm officially inviting you in October to South Bend. You and your beautiful wife, you can stay in my condo, Notre Dame, USC. You guys, you're officially invited.
Let's wait another year when Urban Meyer's at USC. Maybe I'll
go. The other thing that we haven't touched on, I don't know how you feel about this, but they're talking, DeMarie Smith has told the NFL players, start saving your money this season and next, where it looks like we're going to end up going on strike in 2022. When you hear that, what do you think?
Well, you know, look, you guys talked earlier about Chris Jones.
Yeah. Chris Jones, yeah.
Man, what a player. And holding out, he's still under contract. And I always think back to the movie North Dallas 40 and John Matuszak. You call it a business. What was the line? When I call it a business, you call it a game. When I call it a game, you call it a business.
Yeah.
And that line is so fitting for the balance between player and management. And, man, talk about spot on.
So there were actually lines. I was always looking at other things during North Dallas 40.
Yeah, I know that.
I mean, I was just a little football player barely creeping by.
Look, I don't know the demographic of your listening audience, but, man, it's a great movie, and there's just some classic.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's
great
a good
football
time.
Movie.
Right. Sometimes I think, though, that it's like you're killing the goose that's laying the golden egg sometimes in this kind of situation. Where I think the players do real well. I know the owners do real well.
Yeah.
Okay, they're all billionaires. All the teams are worth over $1 billion now, and the whole thing, they can certainly filter some of that down to the players, and we can debate that all week. But to go on strike, you would alienate the fan base like nobody else's business.
All right, so, Brad, what do you think? Take two preseason games away and add two regular season games?
I think a developmental league. So now you have more jobs with
like
the
that.
Past collective bargaining agreement. Time is limited, so you don't have the way to develop offensive linemen like they did in the past. And, you know, Timmel, you can chime in on this. The most important position on the field is the center, and then other offensive linemen. You know, the center, if it wasn't for the center, there would be no play. So I guess that does make, you know, center the most important guy.
End on that one.
Yeah, right.
So, Brad, once again, thanks so much for coming in. I know that you visit Kansas City. Your last impressions of Kansas City as a city, first time you really spent a lot of time in it.
Unbelievable. Beautiful city, beautiful people, just so welcoming. And, you know, Kelly and I, my wife, the visit's only been 24 hours, but, man, we could stay longer.
You ate at Stroud's.
Oh.
Have you barbecued yet?
I tell you what.
We got Zardes.
If anybody hasn't tried those damn cinnamon rolls, just watch out.
Everybody in this city has. Oh. Okay, don't worry about it. I'll tell you what, I don't think anybody's lived here for any amount of time and has not gone.
Yeah, well, on your way out, I think Jamie, is there barbecue in the he's not in a barbecue?
You know, what can I say?
Yeah, well, you know what? We'll get him back in here next time. Brad, thanks so much for coming in, Brad. And
thanks, guys.
And, gosh, it's great to see you again. It's been – you know, you don't see a guy in 25, 30 years. It feels like you saw him yesterday.
And so many shared memories from the rivalry, USC, Notre Dame. There's nothing like it. Yeah. It's just so special.
Yep.
And don't forget, if you want to get a hold of Brad, I know the members are all ex-pro football players. If you guys are out there listening, I know a lot of them do. Pro Players Business Network to get a hold of Brad and listen to some of those podcasts about some of the
things. Yeah, I think it's a normal Joe. You want to listen to some great
you bet.
Podcasts. Yeah, get
great,
on there.
Great stories Billy Kilmer played quarterback mostly for the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
Who would have known he played for John Wooden at UCLA basketball?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, it's awesome. Unbelievable.
Good stuff. Brad, thanks for coming. Kelly, thanks for being here as well.
Kelly.
Brad Leggett, former USC player, former NFL player, now runs the Pro Players Business Network.
All right, we'll be back. We're going to talk with Dr. Lopez. We need your help with this FDA deal. We want to tell you how you can help us out, especially if you're a big fan of CBD and especially American Shaman. We'll be back with Dr. Lopez, our man, the myth, the legend, Doc Lopez, here after the break.
Kansas City's hometown sports station, Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we got to get to Dr. Lopez here real quick. Dr. Lopez, as you guys know, is the medical doctor that is in charge of American Shaman, CBD American Shaman. Has a place right off of, what's it, College and Metcalf, right?
Basically College and Metcalf, 435 and Metcalf.
Mm-hmm. And is this your son's place?
This is my son's place and his mother's place, and they've done a fantastic job with it, haven't they?
Really, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's great.
It's awesome.
Good place, yeah.
It really is. This place is all kinds of great stuff. You come in here, you got bath salts, you got you have all kinds of different unique things.
They got their
here.
New unsweet infused tea.
This stuff is awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. I was in a bad mood when I came here. Now I'm in a great mood.
That's 10 milligrams of CBD in it, and it is fantastic tasting tea. Brand new, just out today.
All right, so last time we talked to you, Frank, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, last time we talked to you, you're going to Washington to address the FDA, and talk to us a little bit about how it went.
Well, it was really interesting. There was a large turnout, standing room only, and it was a mix of individuals as we expected. There was Big Pharma, who wants to shut down CBD so it's not easily accessible and basically only accessible through certain venues such as large pharmaceutical companies, but I've seen that time and time again in the medical field. And then there was the group that wants to legalize everything, whether it's helpful or healthy or not. And then you had really good, reputable companies like CBD American Shaman, who are really middle of the road. We want appropriate regulation, but not excessive regulation. But sometimes the FDA tends to lean towards the larger pharmaceutical companies and their opinion. So it's real important we have a grassroots effort regarding CBD.
And how can we do that? Let's just get to that right away.
Well, one of the biggest things is if someone's been positively affected by CBD, whether it's been an American Shaman brand or any other brand, as far as that's concerned, to contact the FDA. They're taking additional public comments till July, and once that deadline approaches, they will take comments no longer. So we want people to get online, tell them what CBD has done for them as far as their health is concerned, and to keep it available so a person can walk into a store or a place of business and purchase it.
Just like CBD American Shaman, yeah.
Exactly.
Now, the website is www.regulations.gov/comment, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you can go there. You can tell them if you've had a positive experience with the CBD, and just go from there.
And if you don't remember that, just type in FDA comments on CBD, and you'll come right up to the link, basically. But it's really critical because we submitted a 70-page executive summary about CBD because they want to know about proper dosing and how it's helping people, how it might hurt people, et cetera. And so we submitted a pretty significant paper with all the scientific backing and literature to support it.
All right, so there's no way the FDA, I mean, the can has been open. I mean, CBD is out there. It's in the public. People love it. People swear by it. Maybe they could regulate it more, but is there any way they could start shutting places down?
Well, that was one of the comments that one of the individuals that presented made, was that we've been doing this for 5+ years, and now you're just desiring to get involved. You're a little bit behind the eight ball on this. But companies like CBD American Shaman have taken the lead, where we do quality batch testing so that when you open a bottle, you know the number of milligrams that it says on the bottle is in that product. And really, that's what's needed nationally, because there are a lot of little entities that are popping up that don't have in it what it says is supposed to be in it.
So you could go to a gas station and there's a little bottle of CBD tincture or CBD oil or CBD cloud sitting there at the gas station. I mean, you don't know what's in that stuff, right?
Absolutely correct.
And then you go, and I couldn't believe it. I went to a local grocery store, and they have CBD now in some of their kind of fruit drinks and vegetable drinks. So, I mean, it's out there, and it's in the public. It's in the norm now, and I think we've done a good job here with American Shaman CBD to get that out. But talk to us a little bit about if you were gonna advise somebody to use CBD products, obviously American Shaman, but what should they look for?
Well, I would advise them to look for a well-known, reputable brand name. Sometimes you can accomplish that on via research. But really, there's no good way for individuals to know right now. And that's why when we were in Washington, D.C., we were asking the FDA to follow good manufacturing practices, which would mean basically that there would be a label that says that this has followed those particular practices. And American Shaman was paramount in founding what we call the Hemp Roundtable, which is a group of really reputable CBD companies coming together to set the standard for what CBD should be. And we've already been doing that before the FDA ever called for their hearing.
Okay, I know Big Pharma has lobbyists. They pay them a lot of money to get done what they want to get done in Washington, D.C. Does American Shaman, do the normal CBD guys, do you have lobbyists in D.C. working your side of that table as well?
Well, they do have the lobbyists, but CBD American Shaman has Dr. Lopez.
Oh,
that's right.
Okay, good. Oh, geez, I forgot.
And if I have to, I will go Tim Grunhart on them in a moment.
I'll be with you.
In a moment.
You and I and Neil, we'll go get that thing passed. In a
Absolutely.
So what can you do besides what you did? What else can you do as you continue on?
Well, you need to not only contact the FDA, but truly contact your legislators that are going to D.C. because there's broad support for this on both sides of the aisle. So you need to call your congressional and senatorial individuals and let them know how it's been helpful to you and that any excessive regulation that makes it inaccessible has really the potentiality to adversely affect someone's health. And that's really important. Now, what was really cool is that, yeah, we did take with us our attorney from this area who is a very strong voice for us in Topeka. We also met with our FDA attorney so that, you know, we're saying the right things and doing the right things, following the proper FDA guidelines. And so we had a great meeting with them as well. And they all act on our behalf in D.C. as well. So we are going to take the fight to them. We are not going to back down.
Yeah, I mean, and thank you for doing that because, you know, just about, and I told you this story a little bit earlier, I have a really good friend who, his wife has really, really bad back issues and has had many, many surgeries and always getting the epidural shots and was really bent over in a lot of pain. With a cane, he's on a cane, and she's only 43-44 years old. So we've been helping her out and getting her some of the tincture, getting her some of the topical, getting her some of the CBD oil. And I saw her for the first time in about 3 months after graduation, and she's off her cane.
Amazing.
And she is just it's such an amazing product, guys. We are not just saying this because listen. We're here. We love American Shaman. We love CBD. But we're not just telling you that just to sell goods. This stuff
works.
Just like Brad said, he wouldn't put his name behind anything unless he tries it and really believes in it. And we did.
That's why
thing.
He's here. That's why he traveled here.
He's
going to try. He's going to take a look at this and examine it and make sure what he's telling the 11,000-plus members, former NFL players on Pro Players Business Network about. He's going to make sure he's backing it. So.
And in a perfect world, we'd love to get some NFL players from each city, NFL city, to get involved and spread the word and kind of just wildfire CBD through the retired NFL. And then when the retired NFL sees, or the NFL sees what happens to it for the retired guys.
Sure, absolutely.
They bring it into the regular guys.
Yeah,
which
right.
That's what we need to have happen.
Yeah, if it works for them, it'll work for anybody.
Well, and that's why having someone like Brad, who's available to us, puts us in contact where we can potentially involve NFL players in research in the future, like on CTE, which
yeah,
is really important,
yeah.
And that's on our radar. I'd like to invite everybody to come down here on Saturday here at the Stanley Station, 151st Street, 69 Highway. They're going to have their Stanley Station second Saturday from 12 to 6 p.m. Here at the American Shaman Store, there'll be live music from 1 to 4, and I am going to be here from 1 to 3 p.m. to answer medical questions and issues and concerns regarding CBD. So if you have a question, maybe can I use it with another medication, et cetera,
sure.
Come in and I'll give you some advice.
Yeah, and I think that's the important thing, Dink, because we're getting the word out there. But what is this stuff? What is it? You know, if I go to work and they want to, you know, give me a urine test or a drug test, something, is this going to show up? Am I going to get fired or this, that? There's still so much that people need to learn about this and just become comfortable with it and just make it part of your everyday life.
It's a supplement. It's a healthy supplement.
Absolutely is.
No different than any of the others.
That's exactly right. Doc, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for what you did for me and Jamie and CBD American Shaman. For all you guys, it's just amazing. You know, you get actually walking 18 holes, and although I had a little machine follow me around.
Yeah, you did. Oh, God. I don't even want to get into that story. Machine, didn't like you so much. It ran about 150 yards ahead of you. It was up. You couldn't even get your club. We got to get off.
All right, we got to get off.
Hey, thanks
the
for
air.
Brad Leggett to come in. Remember, it's the Pro Players Business Network.
All right, you guys, you'll be listening to Crunch Time.
The official broadcast partner of your AFC West champion, Kansas City Chiefs. Sports Radio 810 WHB.